I don't think we're feeling the nerves as much this time around. Obviously, we've had quite a few scalps in the past. Not scalps, but we've beaten a few higher league opposition. Obviously, Southampton are probably one of the best that we're going to play and have played. Obviously, we're all excited about it.
What's the secret, Mark, why do a League One club do as well as you've done over the last season and a half?
I don't think there is a secret. I think it's just the hard work and the determination of us as a squad. I think in all the games that we've played in the cup competitions this year and last year, we work so hard at the back. As a defensive unit, we never gave teams many chances. The only game I think that we have is against West Ham, where I think the first half they ran the game. The second half we got ourselves right back into it and we had a right go back at them, and I think that shocked them. Going into extra time against them, I thought there was only one team in, I thought we'd win. Obviously it went to penalties and we ended up beating them, but during extra time I thought we would have won it then anyway.
Is that a key in itself though, because you said you work hard as a defensive unit, but in all these games you have taken the game to bigger teams as well, rather than just everybody back and
yeah definitely. Like I said, we do defend well and we don't give teams that many opportunities, and I think that's worked to our advantage because their own fans have then got on their backs, and obviously our fans have been brilliant, especially last year in the cup, the few home games that we had. When we're getting 24,000-25,000 here, it does help massively, it does play a part. Obviously the away games, the fans are just as good. The Leyton Orient game, I think our fans took over. The NK as well, I think our fans, they took over and helped us win that game. And it does play a big part, especially when you know that they're behind you. It can help.
I mean, there's never been an inferiority sort of kind. I mean, I appreciate where Southampton are on the pyramid and the players they've got, but you've never gone into games with that, have you?
No, not at all. I think the way that we do play, we are quite a defensive-minded team with counter-attacking players. And I think even playing against better opposition, it still suits us because the pressure's now on them to attack us. And like I said, we do defend quite well. And we have got players with a lot of ability that we know can get us goals, given that opportunity, especially the likes of Jamie Murphy. When he breaks at pace, there's not many better around.
Is there a little sense among the you know, players as well, though, listen, we're actually better than you might think. You know, we're capable of doing better than where we are.
I don't think we want to tell teams that.
No.
We quite like being the underdog, especially in the cup competitions. Obviously, the league, it's the other way around. I think every team comes here being an underdog. A lot of teams will come here this season in our league hoping for a draw. And it's up to us to then go and enforce ourselves on a game. Where in the cup, it's obviously totally different. Every team wants to get through, so but you'll find two teams wanting to win a game.
The manager said earlier that Hull still rankles the semi-final as good a day as it was. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, definitely. The day, the experience, the game, like, it's something that you'll never forget as a footballer. And it's obviously it's probably my highest achievement I've ever achieved in football. Obviously, I think this year promotion will be the one that we're pushing for more, but we're in the cup still. We're the only League One team still in this competition. And we're here for a reason, because we've done well in the past and we want to continue that form.
Was it rankle because you could have won that game, couldn't you? Obviously, you had the lead twice and also that bad little spell after half time. Is that?
It doesn't. At the end of the day, they had five chances and scored five goals. So I can't actually remember really making a good save or there being that many blocks. I just think that the Premier League teams, when they get chances, they take them. And I think that was the difference on the day. We had a few more chances, but that obviously we didn't take them. But we gave them a go. And I think Hull will tell you that as well, that they were surprised how much we actually enforced ourselves on that game, and we actually gave them a really good game.
Were you able to watch the final, or did you just not want
to? I went to the final.
Oh, you went to the final?
Yeah, I went to the final.
Did that bring it on even a little bit more then?
Yeah, it did. It was a weird feeling, because it was a feeling that we were only 45 minutes away from making that game,
which
is scary for a League One team to think that we were 45 minutes from a Wembley final. Obviously, a semi final is a great achievement in itself, but we weren't far away.
I presume you were in the Arsenal end, were you?
No, I wasn't in any end. I got corporate tickets through the club and that to go and collect an award on behalf of the club, the Ronnie Radford Award.
You've taken an enormous amount of pride though, because you said there a couple of times, you know, it's a League One club that's done this, and you've done it. You've had no easy draws, have you? You've faced pretty much every challenge in both cup runs that you could have been given.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that shows the strength that we have got within our squad, that we are a determined bunch. I think it's more a frustration of, like, we've drawn a few games in the league, but in the cup games we've really gone out to impress, and we've scored quite a few goals in the competition as well, in both competitions. And I think that's just a sign of how we are as a team, that we do vent our frustration.
In terms of what you're facing in the league?
Exactly,
yeah. I don't, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Obviously, we've played a variety of teams in the cup, and from all levels. Like you said, the West Ham game was obviously one that you're right about more, because it is a Premier League team. Yeah. But we had just a harder game at Leighton Orient. We had just a harder game against MK. So every game for us is, obviously, you take each one on merit.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks very much.